Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's words. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
You cannot be a Christian without the evidence of God's nature in you. In John chapter 3 verse 16, God gave up His only Son for us because of love. Join Reverend Daniel in his series, Love. Stay tuned.
As for this guy, what he did to me, God punish him. And yet, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And you are speaking like this. So where lies your power? Where will you find your power? Because you are exhibiting something which is not God. How will you manifest power? So we lift up our hands and we say, God, we thank you. As I know, we thank you. You have locked somebody in the heart. You have locked the person. That's why your prayers is in that. Check the Bible. A man, a husband, if he is not well with his wife, the Bible says that the prayers of the husband will be hindered. It's in the New Testament. It's in the new creation. It's in the new creation. Can you imagine the people here whose prayers are hindered because they have people in their hearts? And they have a lot of, they pray a lot. And yet there's no power. Because you see, we are exhibiting something which is not grace. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. It's very serious. This is very, very serious. So you see, the early church, if like, let's look at the, you see, John was very deep in the word of God. That very serious revelations of God. So where his writings are very wonderful. Look at the nature of his writing. Let's start from verse 1. Look at the flow of the writing. Look at the flow of the writing. Look, in this year coming, guys, if you don't walk in love, this life is going to be very hard for you. Because you see, the kind of power that we need to manifest, if you are not walking in love, you cannot manifest that power. You to be very difficult. Because remember, woman, I'm giving you, let you understand. Mila, about boy more. I'm just giving you, even church. The devil will use people to get you mad. And if you are not in love, you can easily fall out of grace. Many people have left the church because they couldn't stand it. The hurt and the pain was too much. And the enemy knows that. So that is where he will hit you hard. Because he knows that the more you exhibit love, the more you are powerful. The more you have graces available to you. You understand what? Yeah, I'm telling you truthfully. read it.
1 John chapter 1 from verse 1.
Do you see how many people are doing on the gymnastics? A lot of you are doing gymnastics. I'm telling you truthfully. Because look at this guy, Stephen. He was being killed. And he said, God, forgive them. The people were killing him. What did he have? He had the life of God.
You see, the life of God, Jesus. Look, somebody can be wicked towards you, and you can say, God forgive you. And you mean it. You mean it. All because you have spent time with him. You see, most of you, see, because you are not spending time with God, a lot of time, even when this is happening, you don't even feel it. You don't even notice. Is that a problem? Is that a problem? He said, those who know God, they have love. That's what he said. So if I want to know you that you know God, and I see that chale, okemboko esani, I'll look at you twice. That's what the Bible is saying. You know. Oh, please. Don't make yourself like. I'm telling you what the Bible is saying.
Okay.
Read the Bible.
1 John chapter 1 from verse 1.
Quickly.
Uh-huh. That which was from the beginning,
uh-huh,
which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes,
uh-huh,
which we have looked upon,
yeah,
and our hands have handled,
yeah,
of the word of life.
Of the word of life.
For the life was manifested,
yeah,
and we have seen it,
have
and
seen
bear
life,
witness,
and bear witness,
and show unto you that eternal life,
yeah,
which was with the Father and was manifested unto us.
Uh-huh.
That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us.
Mm-hmm.
And truly our fellowship is with the Father and, yeah, with his Son Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full.
Uh-huh. Really.
This then is the message which we have heard of him,
yes,
and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
What is it, God is light? How will you know what light looks like? Maybe your view of light is maybe manakane. But it's talking something different. And you can see in the nature of his writings. He said, God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. Then what did he say after that? Continue reading. I'm going to show you something.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
Continue.
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
So if you walk in the light, so what does it mean to walk in the light? As it's also in the light. He's just talking about light. When you read down, you can understand it's understanding. Continue reading. I want us to understand the verse proper. Continue reading.
If we say that we have no sin,
uh-huh,
we deceive ourselves,
and
the truth is not in us.
Uh-huh.
If we confess our sins,
yes,
he is faithful and just to forgive us,
uh-huh,
our sins,
uh-huh,
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Continue.
If we say that we have not sinned,
uh-huh,
we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Continue.
My little children, these things write I unto you,
uh-huh,
that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father.
Take note, the scriptures were not divided. No, what you are saying there, it's human beings. Who made it? Chapter 1, chapter 2. So the thing is one letter. So he's starting from a certain point. He's talking about life. So don't cut it from there. Are you listening to that? So he's talking about something. So let's understand how it's flowing on the communication.
Okay.
Continue. Uh-huh.
And he is the propitiation for our sins.
Uh-huh.
And not for ours only,
uh-huh,
but also for the sins of the whole world.
Yeah.
And hereby we do know that we know him,
yes,
if we keep his commandments.
Yes. He said, look, so it comes to commandments now. So he's talking about how do you say that you are in light? You have to also be in the light so that you can also fellowship with him. Now it comes that, then he said, I know him and keep him. Oh no, come up. From where he's come. And hereby we do know that we know him. This is how we know that we know him. If he keepeth his commandment. And this thing, he has not still explained what his commandment is talking about. Mm. But he's talking to believers. Mm. And we all know that they are out of the law.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So what is he talking about commandment?
Mm.
Continue reading.
Mm-hmm.
He that saith, uh-huh, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments,
is
a liar. And the truth is not in him.
Good, continue.
But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him.
How do we know? Continue.
He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked.
So he just spoke about the same walk. It's not about light. This is how he walked. This is how you are supposed to walk. So what is light to them is how he walked. What will show that you are shining is how you are walking. It's not that you are bright, like for people to say like light. Your light is bright in the spirit based on how you walk. How you walk. How you manifest God. Are you listening to what I just said? How are you walking in your office? How are you walking in your family? How are you walking? How are you walking? What type of walk are you walking? Are you listening to what I just said? Continue really quickly, quickly.
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
So what word is this?
Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you.
Hey.
Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth.
Wait. He said, I'm not writing any new thing to you. But yeah, why is he writing a new thing? It's trying to bring them to remembrance. That this thing I'm telling you is not old. So listen to me carefully. What did he say?
He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness.
All that he was talking about from the beginning about light, about manifestation. It's about love. So from the other communications that he was talking about Jesus, what made Jesus who he was, the life of God he was talking about, it's just talking about love. It wasn't Ten Commandments. It's love. Because love is the fulfillment of the law. And he was pushing that more because he understands that God is love. If you are here, the reason why you are sick is because there's something going on in your heart that you must let it go. Because the power of God cannot touch you. You cannot be delivered as long as that thing is still there. Because you are falling out of grace. Oh, Jesus. He said, he that seeth is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Do you understand the message? Whenever I hear brother, don't think about he's talking about, it's a generic word he's using. It's like a generic word he's using. So don't say, no, it's fine. This is not what I'm talking about. He said, he that seeth is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. Do you understand the problem we have now? You can't be in darkness and casting darkness. You cannot. You cannot be in darkness and dealing with a demon. You cannot. It won't go. Because the demon can see the darkness that you are having. Jesus. Do you see why we are not moving the way we have to move? Because most of us are full of certain things. Certain things. In fact, that's because somebody can say that if you marry the wrong guy, you can go to hell. Because if the guy doesn't do well with you, and you don't also forgive him, and it's going to cost you a lot. Because you see, we are supposed to work manifest love. That's what, you see, we have to understand what's happening here. You know what people don't understand? When you walk in love, you are higher. Love is a realm of God. Only his children can walk in that realm. That's why he gave us his life. The fact that you have is like gives you the ability to love. The reason why you are not manifesting it is because you are moving towards your flesh more. But when you are more of the spirit, you see that the love will dominate you. Who understands what I just said? He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. You see the light. So if you, the light is talking about that we are walking in, is walking in love. So is it possible you can be a Christian and you are in darkness? It is possible. Because everything you are doing is not radiating light. Because there's something in your heart. You're walking in disobedience to God. The nature of God has been replaced with the devil's nature, who is a murderer. Who is a murderer? If you wish evil for people because you are envious and jealous of them, you are a murderer. And we are not coming from that source. So we must be aware when we are moving out of light. We must come to that consciousness. We have to. Because if you don't do that, the grace that we need to work our faith, it will be not there. It will not be there.
Jesus. Oh God, have mercy. Just say that. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. It is not foreign for us to walk in love. So this is not like a commandment. I'm awakening your eyes to see that you are a child of love. You whatever is happening to you is not your nature. You have to deal with it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are a child of love. It's not your nature. So whatever is happening to you now, it's foreign to you. Don't allow it to exist around you. That's what I'm telling you to do. Because that's the only way you can manifest power and move through certain things. Because where we are going, it's only those who are walking in this realm can access certain type of graces. Are you listening to what I just said? He said, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there's none occasion of stumbling in him. The reason why we are stumbling is because we are walking in not walking in love. That's why we are stumbling. That's a fact. That's a fact. So you understand what I'm talking about? So when he says you are walking in light, you are walking in love. He said we should be able to lay down our lives for the brethren. This is a very serious message. And this thing says, if you don't work on yourself and allow the Spirit of God, you see, because the love of God is shed abroad in the heart by the word, by the Holy Ghost. It means it's a function of your inner man to give love to the rest of your body. If you allow your inner man to dominate you, you will see you walk in love. I said what? You walk in love. The reason why I'm teaching this message is because of one thing. Let me tell you why. When you look at the heroes of faith, they all had faith and they had a good report. But none of them had the nature of love. Jesus, I'm coming again. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Master. Galatians chapter 5 verse 6. You know, we just spoke about the fact that they all had faith. All of them had faith. And they had a good report, isn't it? They all had a what? A good report, isn't it?
Galatians 5 verse 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
The reason why your faith is not working is because you are not in love. The reason why you want that car is because you want to show that guy that you today.
In fact, the reason why you want to marry this year is to show your enemies. Are you understanding what is happening? Why are we lowering ourselves that much? Think about why are we lowering ourselves that much? And yet we come speaking big tongues and claiming big things. But it's not motivated by love. It's selfishness and greed. People don't like this message. So because you start talking like that, it's like Ogba Mena. Oh, it's true. Ogba Mena. So faith that worketh by love. So you saw in the scripture that the guys of faith, they have faith. They have powerful faith. But the Bible is telling us here that we, the new creature, our faith can only be working by love. And there's a reason why. Let's go to Corinthians chapter 13. I'm going there. Let's look at something. I want you have where you have love, the word love. I don't want charity. Because this charity, the way that they did it, the word is agape. The God kind of love. Come to verse 12. Come up from verse 1. From verse 1. This will have. Now, listen carefully. I want you to understand something that if you have love, and somebody has faith, you are better than that person. Because that person's faith can still take him to hell. You don't understand what I just said? That person's faith can move mountains, can raise the dead, but he will still go to hell. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't understand the message I'm preaching? Yes. So in this our time, if you are not walking in love, your faith can corrupt you. Because your faith will let you believe God for certain things which He has not asked you to have. Which will lead to other things rather. Because your faith will work for you. But it doesn't mean that faith is modeled by God. You don't understand the message I'm preaching. So there are a lot of Christians today, if they're walking in love, they don't be worried about life. But because they are walking in envy and comparison and jealousy, that's why they are worried about life. The whole reason why they are anxious is that people are not the same. If them and their siblings are the same, they will not be anxious. Let's all not ride a car. I'm okay. That is pure witchcraft. The reason why you have headache, it's because he's doing something you are not doing. Or she's doing something that you are not. So it's like, you see, and you call yourself a Christian. Are we not to be able to be happy with each other? Why do we exhibit things that are not correct? In this church, people have come here in this church, and people have driven them away. I'm telling you. Hatred. Envy, jealousy. I would say mercy. Holy Ghost. There are sometimes, listen, somebody will offend me. The Holy Ghost tell me, tell the person you are sorry. That kind of. It's only the nature of God that can reach out to you whilst you are the one that's wrong. You didn't see God described by Jesus about the prodigal son. That said the father has been waiting for him throughout. So when he saw his son far, he got up and he ran toward. He never even asked him, "What? Say sorry." We have come of age. We have come of age. You get up in the morning. No, no, feminine, in cable. He hold me a abo. But just short more here. Because, me fool. How are you showing light to that husband? How are you showing light to that friend of yours? How are you showing light? I'm asking a question. What's the difference between you and the world? That is the reason why we are not able to manifest God's power. Because God's power must be motive, must be working, love must be working it. Love must work the power. Compassion, love must work the power. Jesus. Read it.
1 Corinthians 13 from verse 1. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
Do you know what? It's trying to say that in the eyes of God, you are useless. That's the salt that has lost its savour. That's the light that has been placed under a bushel. Because what the significance of your Christianity is the ingredient of love. If everything you are doing for God today, my people, is not because of love, you are sounding cymbal. When the choristers were singing and were singing melodiously to us, and when God looks down on them, he doesn't see love. It's noise they are making to him. It's noise. If I'm preaching to you, and the reason why I'm preaching to you, I want your pocket. What a sadness. I am not doing because I genuinely want you well. I'm not motivated by love to do these sacrifices. I am a cymbal before God. That's a fact. That's a fact. But see, you are seeing him there. All the running around, all the place is moving around. If what he's doing is not because he loves the Lord, he wants to be seen. He wants people to applaud him. He said, "You'll be a cymbal."
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words: "O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save me. I believe God raised him from the dead and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day and by my faith in him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.